English-speaking foreigners to the Czech Republic who are interested in the language are often befuddled or even annoyed by the feature of formal and informal speech in Czech grammar, called vikání and tikání, that is, the formal plural you and the informal singular you. Nowhere is that characteristic more frowned upon than in multinational companies, where new employees, called formal you at the job interview, are renamed demotic you on their first day of work and told to address everyone else accordingly. The first time I heard about such a policy, I marveled at the sweeping cultural arrogance of it. Language is unarguably a sacred part of a person's identity, cultural and otherwise. An American employee, for example, would most certainly not take well to an Australian boss ordering them to say "good day, mate" every morning. To my surprise, that analogy didn't work for a lot of young Czechs, who told me that they didn't particularly mind the policy. They usually describe the advantage of it as making relations smoother with those of their own age but opposite gender. The uncomfortable part, they often said, was when it came to saying tea to older women, who in turn also told me they didn't appreciate it but had to live with it. The little you, big you custom is, of course, a common feature of many European and other languages. In some of those languages, like Swedish, people are happy to do away with the formalities, and I suppose that is one of the reasons why they feel free to impose it here on their employees. Monoglot English-speaking bosses probably assume the formality equates to sir and imagine they are saving their minions from obsequiousness. The Czech bosses who enforce the rules, though, often, I found, do so on the assumption that with it they were taking on a measure of worldliness, in that English does not have formal and informal speech. English, however, most certainly does have formal and informal speech. The big difference is that Czech formality is based on a grammatical function, while in English it is based more on word use. When you're introduced to someone's grandmother, for example, you don't say, "what's up," but you don't use the royal we with her either. Saying, "let's all be informal in the workplace," is a grand thing, but foreign employers should be more careful about how they do it. Switching off this grammatical function on someone, forcing a young man to say tea to an older female secretary, for instance, or vice versa, can make them feel embarrassed and out of place rather than comfortable and more at ease. The thing is, tikání in Czech has a stronger impact on a relationship than anything in English, like "friends call me Jack." Sometimes it can be like abruptly opening a door to a person's personal life. Take, for example, one of my nosy neighbors. Older people and women dictate who they want to use the informal with, so when my older female neighbor of several years one day decided she finally wanted to get some personal information out of me, she prefaced the inquisition with the statement, "we're going to say tea to each other now." She still didn't get the information she wanted out of me, but if we were saying V, she could hardly have asked. It's an impressive tactic. Switching to the informal in Czech can sometimes really translate to, "why don't we get close and personal now?" Something you don't necessarily want with every workmate.
My thanks to Christian Felvey for that letter.